Excuse me, sir. Hi. My name's Allie. I'm gonna be your waitress today. How can I help you? Oh yeah, we can do a double serve of that. No worries. Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. A mail check maybe? I mean, that's kind of like our specialty here. So, you kind of look like someone who would enjoy our special, like, kitty milkshake. All right, coming right up. Oh my god, hey, pay attention, will you? Yeah, I know, it's fine, I'm okay. sorry. Hi, hello, I have your order. So, one milkshake, which was recommended by me, I really do appreciate. A pumpkin spice cinnamon bun, and your latte, and an extra dose of sugar, just right here. Don't open the sugar up until you're outside the cafe, please, because I do not want to get fired or anything. It's like a special secret. Alright. Okay, well, if you need anything, or if you need me, if you need me for anything, anywhere, you just can tell me. Yeah. Yeah, I have so much work to do. It's insane the amount of work I have to do. Okay, I'll leave you alone, Axe. Bye! Oh, if you ever need anything, just call for me, okay? Not anybody else. For me. Right? Right. Great. Oh my gosh. Why did you ruin it, Ellie? Hello? You're back. and you remembered my name? No, I'm not flustered. It's just I have like a seasonal rash. Yeah, so I'm really glad to see you again. I mean, as a customer in our establishment, the Kitty Paws Cafe. Yeah. Can I take your order today? I mean, it would be my honor. There's a lot of other people around, but if you wish, I can call for somebody else. Oh. Well. I'm kind of flattered. Okay, so have you decided what you wanted? Same as last time? Okay, so that's gonna be a latte, a cinnamon bun, and a milkshake. What? Yeah, I know you came around like 3 months ago. Why? Sure, it's, I remembered everything because I have a photosensitive memory, if that's how you call it. Yeah, like that. This thing, it's like crazy the amount of thing I have in my brain. It's just, I remember everything. Like your name, the color of your eyes, your hair, your address, whatever. Did I say your address? It slipped my brain. You know, I'm kind of clumsy sometimes. No, of course, how? Why would I know your address? It's like so silly. So, I'm going to take care of your order in a while, if you could just focus on being comfy and relaxed. You look really cute when you're relaxed and, like, carefree. Yeah. I'll be right back. And here I am. You didn't have to wait for too long, did you? Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. We have like a new waitress in the cafe, and I mean, I have to teach her a lot of things, so it took a little bit of time. Don't tell me that you missed me, did you? I mean, it would have been kind of cute, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, well, maybe I would be unhappy if you kind of did. But it's okay. So, here you go. Coffee, milkshake, cinnamon bun, and an ultra dose of sugar. Without my number this time. By the way, you did see it, didn't you? What? The number, like my number that I slipped in under the sugar tablet. And I told you not to open it before being outside of the cafe, and I was watching you and I didn't see you open anything outside the cafe, so I was just wondering that maybe... Oh, you didn't see that? Okay, so that's probably why I was kind of worried. No, it's just I never do that. I'm not supposed to do that with customers or whatever. Like, I never did that, but I kind of wanted to know you better. I'm sorry that came out so wrong. You make me so nervous. You look like somebody who's so... Well, you're kind of attractive. I'm not going to lie. If we could keep it down. You know what? I'm not gonna say anything else. You know? I'm not. I'll just know if you come back sometime, and if you want me to be your waitress, then maybe I'll be fine with that. Yeah, I don't want to bother you with it. With my feelings or anything. do you think I'm pretty? I've been told that my, like, dark blue coat is kind of rare, and my ears are, like, kind of pointing downwards, so it might not be something that everybody likes, especially since, you know, I'm a cat girl and everything. But I have a feeling that you might be someone who, you know, I can feel this kind of thing. Well, when somebody might be attracted to a cat girl like me. I mean, I know there's plenty of them in here, and there's like 1,000 normal human cafes in town, and the people coming around here, they have their interest. So I was wondering if you thought I was a pretty cat. Oh my god, okay, you know what? Just stop. I shouldn't ask these kind of questions. It's like outside of my contract. I could be fined for that. I'm so sorry. I'm going to let you enjoy your meal and then probably ask you to come and pay the bill on the bar. Because I'm like so embarrassed right now. So I'm just gonna go now. Yeah? Okay, cool. Cool. Bye. Have a good day. I hope you like the cinnamon bun. Okay, bye. I'm out. Hi, welcome to the Kitty Paws Cafe. Happy Halloween. How can I help you? Oh, it's you. Haven't seen you in a while. Something happened to you? What do you mean? Oh. You had to stop coming because you kept seeing cat echoes? I'm not really sure I understand there. So you thought you were seeing shadows of a cat, like in your flat at night, and... Really? Well, you know what they say, right? You don't? Well, I'm sure you just got toxoplasmosis, silly. It's like a really super spread disease that makes humans, like, enamored with cats. And that could be the reason why you're, like, seeing cats everywhere. You're just in love with us. And that's why you keep coming back into this cafe after all these months. Oh yeah, plenty of humans experience that, especially the one who comes in this cafe. Truth is, if you're coming in this cafe now, you might have been infected even before setting one foot in this cafe, and this could have really been the reason why you set one foot in the cafe in the first place. Actually, none of these humans are really immune to toxoplasmosis. They all got it. I can smell it, and I can smell it under your skin too. Why do you look so afraid? Oh no! It's not deadly. It's just, like pheromones and stuff. You know, it doesn't cause anything deadly. Don't worry. Just sit down, relax. It's really okay. It's not. It's actually really common in humans. Most cat owners, well, they suffer with that. I mean, don't suffer, and they just live with that. You know? It's just our own silly little way of making you like us. So we feel more safe and protected and loved. Because that's all we want, right? As cat girls. We just want to feel loved and cherished and played with and touched. Anyway, I'm really happy that you're back. I really am. And if you want me to take your order now, well, I'll gladly do it for you. Or you could just tell me that you want the same thing as before, and I will make a really good job at remembering everything you like. Just as the same way you kind of like me. Cats! The way you like cats. Wow. Alright. I'll get this ready for you. Hey? What are you doing? You kind of were looking at, like, our new employee while I was gathering up information. Yeah, okay. No, everything's fine. I will be right back in 10 minutes tops. Yeah. Okay. I'll see you.
Excuse me. Hi. My name's Belle. Yeah, I'm like a new employee there. Do you have everything you need? Because I've been seeing you wait here for more than 10 minutes. Is everything okay? Oh. Yeah, I see. Do you need me to come and take your order right now? Or... I mean, I could go check it out. That's no bother. Yeah. Oh, you like the white on my tail? It's kind of rare. Yeah, it's kind of rare. I'm really proud of that. Anyway, I'm just going to check up on your order and I'll be right back if it exists. Alright? Stay cool. Okay. Right, so here it is. I'm sorry for like wasting 1 minute of your time, but cinnamon bun, a milkshake, coffee, and like a bag of sugar. Yeah, I can tell you like it sweet. You're like really cute, by the way. Like maybe sometime when you're done, we could. Oh god. Yeah, okay, I'm not supposed to do that, but. I mean, for you, I would make an exception. Yeah. I've been watching you for like the past hour or so. And let's just say, you bring a lot of pheromones, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe when you're done, we could like meet somewhere. Not that I'm pressuring you or anything, I just... You know what? I'm gonna put this here under your coffee mug. And if you ever feel like you wanna make some reading, then you can open up this thing and you might find a list of numbers on there. Yeah. I love you too. Alright, I'm gonna go back to work now. Bye. Oh, it's standard procedure, but happy Halloween.
hey? Hey! Wait! I think I just killed one life running for 2 seconds. Wow. Hi, so... I was wondering... You didn't... I didn't find the order. I didn't bring it to you. Did you? Somebody took care of that for you? Was it the new recruit, by any means? Cause like she's really... really, really freaking flirty. If you want my opinion, she's a fucking slut. You think she's nice? Yeah, of course you will think she's nice. Happy fucking Halloween to me. Huh? No, it's nothing. Hey, can you look at my hand just 2 seconds there? Yeah? Shh, hey, it's okay. No, don't try to struggle. Don't fucking try to struggle, it's okay. It's okay. It's going to act way faster if you struggle like that, I swear to God. Just let yourself fall into me.
Yeah. Good. Very good. Yeah, I know you don't understand, right? I know we're going to have a little trip, even though you're going to close your eyes soon. Mm-hmm. And I'll teach you a lesson. Just a nice little lesson, okay? It's okay. Close your eyes, it's okay. It's fine. I'm not gonna hurt you, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, you're so goddamn heavy, I didn't think about that. Oh, God. Okay. What do I do now? No, thank God. Okay. It's gonna be okay. It's going to be... okay. Fuck. Yeah.
Wake up! Hi. No, please don't panic. Please don't panic. I can explain. Okay, so we are in the garage. I'm renting it. So, nobody's around. And I kinda had to tie you up to this chair, cause I didn't want you to like jump me or anything. Yeah, you also have a gag in your mouth. Small one. I really don't wanna hurt you. I just but you know, a cat girl gotta do what she's gotta do, right? At least I'm happy that you're looking at me. Not looking at her instead. Belle? I knew she would come onto you. I just fucking knew it. So I want you to listen. No, hey, it's okay. It's okay, you don't need to fight against those restraints. They're really, really tight. I know my shit, okay? Not that I've done this before. But... not that I needed to. Not that I felt this before. I saw the way you looked at her. And it killed me. I thought you and I... we had something. And you know... even though the toxoplasmosis thing was real, I really thought that you genuinely liked me. Cause you kept coming back and... you were eyeing me up and down and... and then she had to come in the picture. It's not your fault, really. And I made sure that she would never come between you and I again. Oh, you don't need to worry about that. You really don't need to worry about what I did to her. She just... took some vacations, you know. I know you're faithful. And I know your feelings. I made sure to know your feelings. I kind of, like, took your address. I might have looked at what you were up to in your flat from time to time. Not a lie. Not a lie. Stop twitching like this, please. Makes it hard for me to talk to you. I knew you were being honest when you said that you didn't find my number. Because
I never saw you just take it out of your pocket, and I actually found it in your pocket. So... it's just... that's the only thing I wanted to do, but then... I kept coming back. And the more I came to visit you... the more I can resist just... watching you sleep. Huh. You're so cute when you sleep, you know that? Yeah. You're like... really, really desirable. I kind of... imagine myself... sleeping next to you. While you would be the big spoon. And pull me closer into your lap when you were sleeping. I kind of started to imagine a lot of things that I didn't want to imagine, but... it's not my fault, I swear I'm not crazy, and I... are you even listening to me? Yeah. I feel like I got something too. Is there like some type of disease that cat people can catch towards humans? So every time I see you, it's like I'm in heat. Really, really, really huge heat. And I don't know how to get better. And I'm actually convinced that you and I would belong together. You love cats and I love you. My ear, so I play with my tail. Or something else. Behind my ears is where I'm the most sensitive, but my tummy is like over sensitive. I have a pretty cute tummy. Look. I have really pretty tits too. Like so perky. Is it okay if I'm close to you like that? It's okay, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that! You're not gonna break free! Just relax. I'm not gonna hurt you. Swear! How could I hurt you? I'm like so fragile. You could hurt me. This is why I tied you down. This... I was afraid you would hurt me. Not the other way around. Relax. Is it so bad of me to want you all to myself? I really want to trust you. Do you think I could trust you? As I said, I've been watching you sleep a lot. And he pitched this like adorable tent underneath the covers. Or sometimes you sleep naked and it's just hanging there. And it's driving me crazy. Your whole body and the way you look.
The way you carry yourself, I can't act right. You make me like that. I've never wanted to do this for anybody else. I don't know what's up with you, but everything about you, from the second I saw you, and the way you give me attention, the way you smiled at me. You have a really cute smile. I could never forget it. Do you want me to be honest with you? I don't think you want to get out. I really don't think you want to. Because if you were, you would be throbbing hard under my pussy. And you wouldn't be staring at my tits and my fertile little tummy. You want to be there, don't you? I know you want to talk, but I don't trust you enough for that. But there's something I trust. It's that throbbing cock. Just right there. It's crazy how it's getting bigger and bigger as my claws are wrapping around it. Do you like that? When I'm wrapping my claws around your dick, applying pressure there. I really, really love touching your cock. It's like really warm and so smooth. You look so cute when I'm touching it, playing with it. It's like you want to try so hard to stay in reality and fight it off, but I can see it in your eyes. You want more. You want more of my fingers going up and down, fondling your balls. I love watching you finally being able to react to my touch. Oh, spread the pre-cum on your tip. Oh. Boy, you've stopped moving against your restraints. You look so silly. You didn't need much, did you? Cute human. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, this is kind of embarrassing. Oh, I can't help but rub myself against the tip of your cock. Well, I know you look confused, but let's just say I don't need to wear underwear. I just want easy access whenever I see you.
I can't really contain myself. Every time you came by the cafe, I really had to take a break, go to the toilets, and just make me come on my own fingers. Trying to imagine your cock inside of me, and your voice saying all types of dirty things to me, telling me I'm a dirty kitty. That dirty kitty gets to be bred, spanked, pulling on my ears until I say sorry. Sorry for being so dirty. I'm so clumsy and incompetent. Say sorry for being a whore. Not able to contain myself properly. I can't help it. I really lose it when it comes to you. And right now, I just can't do anything but need your cock. I've been waiting for months. I've been waiting for months. I really, really can't wait anymore. I really can't wait anymore. Well, I know you can't kiss me back. You're gonna be able to sometime, but right now I get to have control. But it doesn't mean really. It really doesn't mean you can't breathe me. It really doesn't mean that I have to be on time. In fact, I'm going to make myself come on your car. And I'm going to pretend you're fucking me. I'm going to pretend you're in charge. Aren't you? Because you own me. So I'm just gonna take your underwear off. Oh, fuck. You have no idea what seeing your cock makes me think, makes me act like. You have no idea what it does to me. I just need it right now. I need it right now so that way you'll understand. You'll understand. No mouth. Pumpkin pie. The cinnamon bun is sweeter than my pussy. Run your cock out. Yeah. Do you like how my pussy feels around you? Cause I love how your cock feels inside of me. You're not going to think about anybody else after this, will you? I'll fuck myself so good around your cock. You're not gonna be able to think about anybody else but me. I'm already fucking gushing. God.
feel it every time I'm bouncing on your guy. It's like you're bruising the end of my womb. Oh, I can just imagine how you're gonna fuck me so deep. When you fuck me in a mating press, or when you decide you're fed up with me and you just you're just gonna push my face against a pillow and rip my panties and just rape me like a I know. Yeah, I know it's tight, huh? It's really tight. It's like so hard for you to pretend right now, isn't it? Like, my pussy gripping and gripping like that. Blam. God, I'm losing my mind. Why did I have to meet you? Why did I have to fall in love with you? I'd be obsessed with everything there is to see about you. Your face. Your hands. Why? Do you have any idea how many times I've imagined your hands spanking me? Why does it feel so good? You could have been shit. You could have been shit. But no. No. Your cock's literally the best thing ever. God. I can't fucking stop. I can't stop. You're locked in. You're locked in. I'm gonna drain all that fucking cum from your balls. Melt right into my pussy. I know it's hard, right? You wanna come so bad, don't you? Yeah, are you gonna come right now? Yeah, let me suck all the fucking cum from your balls. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, fill me up. You're gonna mark me and all that. Fuck. I'm gonna fuck myself faster on you. Come on. Look at my tits bouncing right here. Oh.
not telling you. Your cum is inside me. And your cock is still warm inside my pussy. It means I belong to you now. I'll be the best girlfriend ever. I'll be your pet. And I'll make sure you stay in love with me every day that God makes. Or goddess. I'm not really sure there's a god, but you know. Oh. Well, I know you're kind of looking up at me like you're hoping for something. Yeah, the robe situation, huh? I'll untie you, yeah. After a couple rounds more. So we make sure that you mark me thoroughly. Establish that bond between you and I. No more other cat girls. No toxoplasmosis, just alloplasmosis. Right? I love you so much. Mm-hmm.